So today we are going to start the topic of Gaiva. Take us a couple of days. The learning today should be Eschusi L'nishmas Adircha, Rechaim Eloza Ben Shem Shinaryeh, and Reb Yaakov Yosef Ben Rechaim Menachem Ben Tzion, as well as Eschus for a Refuah Shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka, Chaim Dov Ben Menorachol, Chanoliyah Bashein Derochol, and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as Eschus for all those in a Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those who are risking their lives to defend it. So, the topic of Gaiva on page 345, he says as follows. He says, Goy del Ra'asa. The extent of the evil of Gaiva is Mifayrish B'divrei Chazal, is well documented in the teachings of Chazal, Bishas, in Gemara, Midrashim, U'b'chol Sifrei HaKodesh. Basically, all throughout Kisvei HaKodesh, you find references to the extent of the evil of Gaiva. U'mizuter may dechsiv toyavas Hashem kol gaval lev. And is it a small, is it insignificant, the fact that it says in Mishlei, a very, very scary line. It says, Toyavas Hashem, what does God consider to be an abomination? Kol Geval Lev. Now you would think, Toyavas Hashem is what? If I would tell you, what do you think is abominable? You'd probably say, to me, I would say Sheker, right? Because God is MS. Everything in the Torah is about MS. And Sheker is the opposite. But that's not what he says. He says, Toyavas Hashem, Kol Geval Lev. And as the Mussar say, that God says, Ein ani vahu yecholim la'amod ba'olam, that I can't exist in a world where there's a Baal Gaiva, and obviously, who's going to win that fight? So it's very, very scary, very frightening. Va'amru and Chazal say, the Gemara in Saita says, Yehemon de'ispe, that even a tzaddik, meaning even a Talmud Chacham who's a Baal Gaiva, deserves to be put into Cheirim. V'chashav ka'ovid avodah zarah. It's considered like he served Avodah Zarah, Kilo Ba'al Kol Arayos, like he was over all the Arayos in the Torah. Vein Afarei Niner B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, and very scary line that his bones are not going to come back to life. His dust will not, basically, he won't be Mzoichet to Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Chahino Rois many, many terrible things. Okay, so he has to explain to us what's so bad. I get it, Gaiva, it's a bad Midah, but you know what? So is being lazy a bad Midah. And so is not being honest, and so is having jealousy. And yet, even jealousy, where they say maybe you don't come back to Yisrael, but it doesn't say Tayavas Hashem, someone who is jealous. But what makes Gaiva this abhorrent to the point where such terrible things are written about it? It says V'chulei Alma Yadei Rois HaGaiva Ki Rab. Everyone knows the evil of Gaiva that is so great. Avol Da'aka She'Soivin. He says the real problem is. That he says most people think, or many people think, that the evil of Gaiva is when you see it when you see it expressed in a person's actions. So you see the way a person carries himself, right? A classical snob, he walks with his nose up in the air, he disregards people who he feels are not part of his clique, not worth talking to. So that type of arrogant behavior, where he's dismissive of people, or like I said, he ignores people, disregards people. So most people say, okay, you see it physically in the actions. That's what we mean when we say about Gaiva. Vein itanu yodea mahu Gaiva. He says, but no one in his dar really understands the extent of it. Meaning, it's more than just the way a person acts. He says it's a character flaw that goes all the way to the depths of a person's nature. And he says that's why Gaiva is so bad, because a lot of times you don't see it. There's rotting in the foundation of a person, and yet you don't notice it, and it doesn't come out like jealousy comes out, like hatred comes out, like sheker comes out, where you're able to see it and you're able to perceive it. He's going to say Gaiva is so bad that the Yetzer Hara convinces someone that when he's doing it, he's actually not doing anything wrong. You lie, generally, you know, I'm stretching the truth. And maybe you justify it, but you understand that, it's not sheker. When you're jealous of someone, so you can usually catch yourself and point out and recognize it. But there is really no other midah like gaiva, where when you're doing it, you're not even aware that you're doing it. And even if you do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, sometimes you can't even pick up on it. And he's going to give you examples. He says, "Aval simin yesh mikoyach haben lahakir koyach ha'av." He says, many times, if you look at a person's actions and you see him acting with gaiva, you see a person acting like a snob. So that is a is chitzoinis mayrimes apnimius. It shows that inside there's gaiva going on. Nichtav told us, is going to talk about this and told us. The chol kach gavar oyev. So sadly, the yitzhara is so such an expert. Adam. He convinces a person, you were intolerant today. Your intolerance is justified. You got angry today. You lost your temper with someone. It was justified. It was for chinuch purposes. It was for tachacha purposes. You got into a fight with someone. It was l'shem shemayim. Person was talking during the davening. You stood up for kavod shemayim. You were right to argue with that person and tell him, get the heck out of shul. And he convinces you that all of these, which are symptoms of gaiva, he convinces you in a warped way that it was justified what you did. Not only that, he convinces you the guy who didn't speak up and didn't protest and didn't get upset and was tolerant, he's the one that has to examine himself. I'm the one that's in the right. And people convince themselves, and unfortunately, in Kanoyas, this comes out a lot, that people become so intolerant, they get so convinced of their side that they become intolerant of others. And if I can, for a minute, Dave, if you'll allow me to tie into politics, but this is politics. Why did the Democrats lose? Those who are willing to be honest about themselves is because they said that the Democratic Party became the party of coastal elites. Why? Is that they became intolerant of anyone who doesn't accept our position on social issues, on abortion, on transgender, on so many issues. If you don't accept it and you are going to vote for Trump, then I can't even be friends with someone who can take positions like that. That is the epitome of intolerance, and it comes from gaiva. And it comes from a mentality of I'm better than you, and I know better than you. And if you and I don't have patience for people, and I can't be friendly and associate with people who think like you, who don't have a similar mindset to me. So to come back, it's the same chesaron. It's a chesaron of gaiva. It's a chesaron. The Democratic Party is a party of gaiva, and that's what it became. And that's ultimately why people got turned off. So he says weiter. Says ve'ish hayarei v'rachaleiva. Someone who, Dave, did I give a good? I give a thumbs up, thumbs down. Did I give a good synopsis? He's not. Oh, in the middle. Okay. Dave will give us the after chat afterwards. Ve'ish hayarei v'rachaleiva. Someone who is fear of heaven and humble. Timsa sa'arui. His hair will stand up on the back of his neck. When he perceives how evil it is, Liboy, his heart will become inflamed. In other words, what will motivate you when you read about gaiva, when you learn about gaiva, and you learn about how evil it is and how corrupt, how it corrupts a person, and then you see the greatness of humility, you will be motivated. Your heart will be inflamed to chase after anivas. You'll try with all of your ability to have pure thoughts, to think about how insignificant you are, and you will be repulsive in your own eyes, meaning you will recognize that God is running the world. And I am a small piece of that cog. I'm a cog in a huge wheel of a huge factory that's going on. And I'm going to live for 70, 80, 90 years. And I'm gonna be Kayan like I never existed. All my accomplishments are gonna be like nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hu Haya Hay V'Yiyah. So when you recognize your worth in relation to God, so that puts you in your place. And you'll become so when you're on that level, you say, how do I have a right to be intolerant of someone else? What am I? So great to begin with? I'm a Baal Aveira. I have terrible midos. I'm gonna sit there and be intolerant. And of someone who talks during davening, why? Because that's something that I was able to do. What about all the other things that I need to work on? And I'm going to hold myself up that I'm better than other people. And that's where intolerance comes from. Even the people in his own family, right? And you see this. You see that people get turned off by their own relatives. I can't be around this person the way they act. And you will never take an issue. You'll never become upset, and you'll never quarrel with anyone at all. Why? Because what makes a person upset? Let's think about this. What upsets you? You have an expectation, and something did not go according to that expectation. Okay? I wanted my kids to behave, and they didn't. I wanted my boss to or my employee to do something, I told them 100 times and they should have listened and they didn't, right? So we have these expectations in life. Or something happens in our life, we get into an accident. So we have an expectation. I want to go to work and I don't want to deal with an accident. If you recognize that I'm nothing and I what I want doesn't matter, it's insignificant. God is running the world and God knows. So then what are you going to get angry about? This is part of the plan. There's no reason to get angry because you don't have any hakpatas on things because you are you recognize that I'm not as significant as I am thinking of, and therefore things will not aggravate you and you'll live a much happier life. So I talk about this many times, and I'm just going to mention it because there obviously has to be a balance. There does have to be, there is a concept of godless Adam, which means you can't be a shmata and you can't let people take advantage of you, but there has to be a balance. And in fact, there's many mitzvahs that the Rambam says the right way, or midah, and I say mitzvah, I mean midah. There's many midahs that the Rambam says that in the midah, you shouldn't be too far to one extreme, too far to the other extreme, but you should be in the middle. But there's one midah that the Rambam says is so terrible that you should go to the other extreme, even to the extent of being an extremist. And that is, he says, rather overcompensate and be a super anav than to try to hit the middle. Because there is types of gaiva which I don't know if he's going to talk about, but certainly you open up the first perek in Archas Tzaddikim, you'll learn all about it. You should be a Baal Gaiva when you're taught, when you're in front of Hamas, when you're in front of people who are reform people who make fun of Orthodox people. If you're a Chassid and people making fun of your payas, you should be a Baal Gaiva, and you should say I am better than that person and be proud of it. But the Rambam still says that the risk of going and falling into the trap, as we saw, the Yetzer Hara will come into you, is so great that he says, at least with Gaiva, I'll make an exception, that better your person should err on the side of going to an extreme of anivus rather than try to balance it out.